The California recall election may mean nothing for the national political parties, but both Democrats and Republicans are watching it, hoping to find some way to gain advantage for next year's election. Republicans are especially eager to see a victory in the biggest state, given President Bush's problems in recent polls. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
The Iraq weapons issue seems to have brought the Bush administration to a halt.
It's true on two fronts, really. The first is Joseph Wilson, of course, the man sent by the CIA to check on alleged Iraqi activities in Africa before the war. And the second is David Kaye, the man sent by the Bush administration to look for weapons in post-war Iraq. The question of who in the Bush administration leaked Wilson's CIA wife's name to the press and the Justice Department investigation of it stays front page news. And David Kaye spent yesterday all over the airwaves explaining that his interim report on weapons of mass destruction had not exonerated Saddam Hussein as a threat, but the fact that he hasn't found any weapons hasn't helped the president. And the polling numbers on the confidence in Bush's ability to deal wisely with an international crisis dropped from 66% in April to 45% last week in the New York Times poll. President's getting no help in the international community on his plan to rebuild Iraq and Afghanistan. Today's New York Times reports that he's now reorganizing his Iraqi team. We'll see how that works. But the Israel-Palestine situation is back at a crisis point. And add to that the fact that more people disapprove than approve of the president's handling the economy. And that's why you end up with his lowest approval ratings of his presidency.
Well, there was some good news on the economic front last week, 57,000 new jobs. What impact is that likely to have on the president?
Well, it's definitely better for him than not, but it's still bad. Look, Bob, to me, the best indication of what's happening in terms of the president's strength within his own party happened last week in the House of Representatives. There was a vote on the administration's proposal on overtime pay. And Republicans decided to go against it. Now, the vote itself is not particularly significant, but what it indicates is that what you're beginning to see is every man and woman for themselves on Capitol Hill separating themselves from the president. With President Bush's father, that didn't happen until very late in his presidency. People who had voted against him on various issues in Congress still voted to sustain his veto when he vetoed those issues because they wanted him to remain strong because they thought it affected them. It wasn't until very late in the game on a cable TV bill that the Republicans in George H.W. Bush's Congress decided to that he was too weak to support, and they voted to override him on a veto. That overtime bill vote last week was feeling like that to me. And what you're seeing is the majority of Americans now saying that the country is off on the wrong track. That's very tough for the president.
Is there any Democrat who seems to be able to take advantage of the anti-Bush sentiment?
Well, in the first 2 weeks that he was in the race, General Wesley Clark raised $3.5 million, which is more than John Edwards, Bob Graham had raised in the third quarter after having been in the race for a long time and been in politics for a long time. But General Clark has had problems of his own, and the other Democrats are doing their best to kill him off. So it'll be interesting to see if any one of them can take advantage of these numbers.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.